Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I mean, if there's anything you know about me, I mean, I would hope that you paid attention, but you know about my passion for the Toronto Raptors. And I got to tell you, I've been a big fan of theirs since probably like 1977.
Yeah. Yeah. They've only been around 25 years, but or close to it, but good chance.
I was a fan of theirs 6 years before I was born.
Okay, so we'll see how much of a fan Chad McDonald is, and you can follow.
No tests.
No, and you can follow along out there, 936. Well, if you could always weigh in. There's, by the way, all joking aside, there is a big Raptors watch party.
At
the biggest outdoor screen in Canada.
Right.
At Mosaic Stadium tonight. I think the doors open at 6:30. Okay, so let's go with the starting lineup of your Toronto Raptors.
I don't need to know that.
Here we go. Who's the starting center for the Raptors?
I don't need to know. Don't listen. We don't need
who's
to
who's the
over
starting center?
Mark Johnston.
Oh, he's the game host at football games and minor details.
Mark
Gasol. Okay.
Didn't he used to play in LA?
No, that was his brother Pau Gasol. Anyway, I'm impressed you knew that. You know what a Laker head of a Raptor.
Just because he's a center for the Toronto Raptors doesn't mean you have to call him a gas.
Who's your power forward?
PF,
your power forward. Where's number 43?
Kawhi Leonard?
No. Kawhi Leonard is your small forward. I'll give you that. You knew that.
Don't tell me that. I was going to say Kawhi Leonard for all of them.
Pascal Siakam.
Oh, I know him.
You know him. Okay. Who is your point guard? Who's the guy that runs the whole team on the floor? Longest serving Raptor.
Drake.
You probably think so. Kyle Lowry.
Okay.
What number does Kyle Lowry wear?
Kyle Lowry.
Since the beginning, eh?
Kyle Lowry, of course he wears 00.
No, he wears 7. and your small guard is who? I think it's small guard. It's SG. Short guard.
Isn't that shooting guard?
Shooting guard. That's what it is. What's your small guard? I'm a big fan, too. What's your shooting guard's name?
Steve.
No. That sounds like it should be. You know, laugh if you will. Laugh if you will. And we are laughing together.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. I'm more of a sports fan than you. I know most of these players. But honest to gosh, you are indicative of what is Saskatchewan. Now, nobody knows anything. You're going to go because everybody else is going.
And that's fine.
And everybody else thinks
you
go.
And that is okay.
It is okay.
There's nothing wrong with
that. I will tell you this. Since this run has been going on, I've noticed more kids out shooting baskets out in their driveway. I have. Even fathers playing with kids. I've noticed that. That's good. That's
living
really good.
Dreams.
Yeah, living
They're like,
dreams.
Someday I can be Steve.
The small guard Steve.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
I'm not sure exactly what's going on here, but I'm pretty sure last night on Twitter, Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to fight in an octagon.
Let's do it.
He tweeted, quote, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down. Who's willing to put on this fight at Dana White?" Dana didn't respond yet, and Bieber hasn't said anything
else
yet.
Why the fight? Why? What's going on here?
I don't know. He wanted to challenge him. I have no idea.
Tom Cruise would kill him, by the way.
Would he not? 52-year-old Tom Cruise.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I'd love to rip.
Does not matter.
That's the one time.
Beat the living piss out of him.
Those are two polarizing celebrities. A lot of people don't like Tom Cruise. A lot of people don't like Justin Bieber, but I think everybody would like Tom Cruise.
Come on. Of course.
Even Canadians are like, finish him off.
Sure. Because Canadians are smart. Yeah. We're not the people that are just like, you know,
he's Canadian,
so we'll defend him. No, Canadians are realistic. We realize if he's yapping, bring it, buddy.
Celebrity feud that I didn't think was possible. Anybody could dislike Tom Hanks.
No, nobody can dislike Tom
but
Hanks.
But Darius Rucker does not like Tom Hanks.
That's Hootie.
Yeah,
that's Hootie.
Anyway,
Cracked
Rear View is a big album in the 90s, okay?
Sure.
And CNN does these docuseries, the 90s, okay? Yeah, yeah. And there wasn't a single mention of that album. One of the producers of the series is Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks, sorry. And Darius said, "How the F can you do a show about the 90s and not mention Cracked? F Tom Hanks."
There's a little bit of validity to his point.
Yeah.
I mean, Hootie and the Blowfish, They were huge in the 90s.
They were, and that was a... Even I knew that album, but my thing
they
is...
They were Nirvana for wimps, is what they were.
Thanks a
they
lot.
Were, no, they were. They were Nirvana for people who couldn't take rock music.
Okay, so anyway, that's a good one, actually.
Oh my goodness, what is this lithium they speak of? I only want to be with you.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
now this hits me right
God.
In my core.
Oh, just give me that in my veins.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, he's...
You know they look desperate for material when they take stuff from 5440.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're like, we can't come up with our own stuff. Oh, there's this hot group out of Canada called 5440. Let's take their stuff.
Yeah, is Darius back in rock or whatever they call it now?
He's doing country music.
No, I thought he was back, though, with the Hootie and the Blowfish.
He's back with the Blowfish.
Oh, he is Hootie. Oh, well, I thought he's Darius Rucker now.
No, I don't know. I have no idea what he's doing. Actually, I do know what he's doing. Making money while the other guys...
Well, we're laughing at
get
him.
...get nothing. Yeah, hey, listen.
We're laughing at him.
Cracked Rear View was a big album.
What was it again?
Cracked Rear View.
No, what was it again?
Cracked Rear View.
Nirvana for the Wimps. So what'd you
get?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Last night my phone was going off.
Yeah.
Everybody sending me text messages and tweets and
I didn't know
until
this morning
messages.
You told me about David Ortiz, Big Poppy, getting shot.
In the Dominican.
And where he's from.
Yeah, he was shot in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And which I have a feeling was a strip club, by the way. Because they call it an entertainment venue.
I think it's probably like when you go to small town Saskatchewan and it's a hardware store / insurance store / grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
It's everything. You can probably pick up your produce.
One stop shop.
A lap dance and a couple drinks.
Sure.
Probably.
Either way, he was shot in the back along with two other people.
Yeah, that's not funny.
And nobody died, luckily. Including David Ortiz.
Yeah, he begged the ER doctor, please save my life. I'm a good man.
I would too, man.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm pleading my case before that doctor has to do surgery.
Of this generation of Red Sox fans, like of this generation, he'd be the biggest. Like when you think about it, he was the guy that hit the home run that started the greatest comeback in Major League Baseball history.
Yeah.
That home run in 2004. Sure. He was the dude.
He's also the speech after the marathon bombing.
Yeah. He's the biggest icon of your generation for Red Sox.
He is. No, I mean, you can't even argue that. I mean,
Pedro's in the mix, but not like him.
Well, but Pedro was quiet.
Yeah.
You know, Big Poppy is always, and not only is he a big figure, he's a physically big figure. I mean, he's a big guy.
You know, they gave him a microphone after the Boston Marathon. He said, this is our effing city.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody said anything.
Nobody questioned.
No, nobody questioned.
It was on live television.
Yeah,
does not matter.
There was no like.
There was no
Janet
Jackson.
There was fiasco. There was no FAA.
Nothing like that.
No.
Nope. They were just like, you are correct, David Ortiz. This is your effing city.
Yeah, that's right.
And please, don't hurt me.
Anyways, I guess the guy that shot him got just hammered.
Oh yeah, good.
The crowd just beat
him
up.
Everybody beat him up after. We need to do more of that.
I agree.
And I know the police wouldn't agree with it. They would say, let the authorities handle it because
quietly,
they want to do
might.
The beating up.
Quietly, they might.
They might.
You know, it would take a night off for us.
Yeah. Well,
that
Or listen, all they got to do is pick him up after, you know?
That tells you what a big deal he was or is there because, I mean...
They went after this armed man.
They can't even question the armed man because he was beaten so badly that he has to recover from his injuries.
I know.
Like David Ortiz might recover faster from
a
gunshot
feeling movement. David Ortiz got shot in the back and turned around and beat the hell out of the guy. That's what I hope happened. But they say it was a robbery gone wrong, but then there's others saying that they feel that Ortiz was just a target and this guy went after him for like no reason.
Thank goodness.
I do have to say one thing. And again, this is not David Ortiz's fault, but he shows off his jewelry a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he shows off his cars a lot.
You don't do that in the Dominican Republic.
I don't know if I would. But again, it doesn't matter. That doesn't mean he should be shot.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Let me ask you a question. The middle seat on a plane is obviously the...
garbage seat?
The least desirable seat, okay?
Yeah.
With that in mind, if you get the middle seat, should you get the extra privilege of having both armrests? That's a big...
Well,
believe it or not.
For a guy like me of my stature, not a choice. I'm getting both those armrests. Whether you like it or not, they're mine.
That's the big debate online. Should you have the armrest or not? Both armrests. I I think so. I think in that sense, because the one guy has the aisle or girl has the aisle, a little bit more room.
And you can lean a bit.
And the other guy can lean up against the wall and look out the window or whatever, and you're just stuck in the middle. I believe you should. I think that's...
I would have no problem with that.
But people
I would
do.
Be okay.
It's about a 50-50 split.
Really?
Yeah. And okay, so if that's... let's go with that premise. Hmm. Then what armrest do you get? Do you get the right one or the left one?
Well, it depends what hand you are. Well, yeah, but then you gotta you have to negotiate.
Yeah,
for
like
an
you negotiate.
But what makes the person on the person in the aisle and what makes the person against the window so privy they should have both armrests?
I know.
Garbage.
I think
in order for everybody to get along, the middle person should get both armrests.
I agree.
Yeah, and another thing too that I want to point out: the aisle seat is not necessarily the best.
It isn't the best seat because you can't sleep in that seat because you always got
to
hand the drinks
out. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You need to hand the drinks over. Yeah. You need to let people out all the time.
Yeah.
And if you're like me, I always get my arm banged by the drink cart when it's going by. I always get an out, like, funny bone, always.
It's the only time in my life, though, that I think of Drew Barrymore all the time. The Wedding Singer.
Oh, okay.
Remember that movie, The Wedding Singer?
Yeah. I think for me... too, another thing, you have everybody's ass in your face all the time if you're in the aisle. And by that I mean everybody's like turning and shifting to walk down the aisle.
Yeah, a guy with plumber crack walks by.
And they always like, excuse me, I'm just gonna
stand for a minute.
Can I just scooch into your aisle for a second? Why? Then they like sit right in front of you.
I hate it. Those... You and I recently took a flight together.
Yeah.
And we were having a heated conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in an aisle seat.
We were
seat
across the aisle.
People are looking.
We were just yelling. Yeah, that was impressive, too. But I think, for me, I am one of those people that I don't mind flying. I'm okay with it because I know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
It is not going to be fun.
No.
Flying never is. You can't find a good seat on the plane. Even if you pay big bucks to sit up at the front, there's going to be something wrong with it. It's hot. It's stuffy. You can't breathe in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think you want the wind.
It gets horrible by the end of a flight.
I think you're right, though. What the hell?
You've never had that?
Your breath gets
horrible? Yeah, I have to chew gum on a plane because my breath gets horrible after being on
you,
a plane.
I think you're right, though. I think the window seat is the way to go. It really is. Even though you're claustrophobic in that part, it is the way to go.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Not a bad day today. Good day for a walk yesterday. I was doing a little walking around Wascana with my wife and Cash, pushing the stroller around, you know, doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Big time dad day, you know?
Big dad day.
Anyway, what I've realized is that the geese around Wascana are slowly starting to learn their role. They were much more cordial yesterday. They would get out of your way. They wouldn't hiss at you.
Mm.
They didn't chase after me at all, which
was
very nice.
They still crapping all over the place?
Of course, that's what they do. But not as. But even then, that seemed to even be simmered down a bit. I think I have a theory as to what's going on here with these geese. What happens to the geese over the summer, over the winter?
They go away.
Yeah, where do they go?
Arizona. Or summer warm.
Somewhere down to the States,
or
right?
Or snowbirds, right?
So. I think when they come back here,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the season, they still very much have that American mentality.
They're cocky.
Yeah, well, and they're just a little bit matter of fact.
They own everything.
Very get out of my way. Yeah. This is mine. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they've adjusted to Canadian life again. Maybe that's what it is. Have we ever done a study on this to see if geese are more... Because I do honestly think they are more aggressive at the beginning of the season than they are at the end. Look into it.
Let me just think about this for a minute. I'm going to assume...
Smell smoke.
I'm going to assume this is the first time you've walked with your son and your wife around the lake.
Yes.
Okay, so your maiden voyage with your great son Cash and your beautiful wife Callie, and you spent half of the walk thinking about geese.
I did.
You didn't live in the moment. You were thinking about geese.
Geese are the imminent threat.
That they have.
I'm protecting my offspring.
That they have American mentality when they come back. You spent half of a glorious Sunday walking around.
Am
the lake.
Am I wrong though?
Well, I never said.
Am I wrong?
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
These texts coming in from you guys. This one from Kim. She says, speaking of geese, Chad, just driving up McDonald Street, and there's a mother with two goslings walking down the center of the street, stopping traffic. Apparently hasn't lost her American attitude. Here's the great thing about that, Kim. The Canadian in us, what do?
Let them go.
We stop for those geese, and we let them do their thing, and we hold up traffic to make sure they get across safe. I've seen it done a couple times. Lance says, I believe the geese are just angry every spring because they're all just horny. Come summer, it's like the later years in marriage, where they just get sick of each other, start separating, realize single life is the way better way, so they're nice again.
Or did you ever think about this? They went down south for the winter, rented their place out to us, come back, and we left their place a mess. They're like, they're pissed off.
That's true. We all know geese are real estate moguls.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
When you do karaoke, for me, my tip would be always pick a song people can laugh at. Because then, even if they are laughing at your miserable singing, you will think they're laughing at the song choice itself.
Yeah.
When that might not be the case. But they've asked a whole bunch of karaoke hosts and vocal training coaches what songs you should never karaoke.
Okay.
This one made the list.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. They said anything by Alanis Morissette you should never karaoke.
She's hard to duplicate.
Well, she's got a unique voice, you know?
So, I wouldn't say it's particularly great. It's just unique.
She just pulls it off somehow, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, I would say, but I've never seen anybody try Alanis Morissette.
I saw once in a Mexican resort they tried. It wasn't very good.
This one, I will admit, I've tried. Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
Ooh.
You should not do that, they say, because most people think they know the words to it until
like
they get
big
up there.
Butts and I cannot lie.
Yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody, I mean, for clear reasons.
Come on.
You should never try.
Leave that alone. That's like going behind the net and trying to be Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah,
don't
it
do
is
it.
What about Prince, Kiss?
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to.
I used to be able to hit the high notes. I can't anymore.
Well, you could probably do it for like, I'd give it a solid 30 seconds.
What a
then after that, your voice is going to go.
Was
yeah,
he good?
It was. Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Share If I Could Turn Back Time. Another one they say you should never karaoke. Air Supply, Without You. I didn't know that was such a popular one.
I didn't
one
know anybody'd want to.
I feel like there's more important Air Supply songs out there.
You
than
just shouldn't
you
because it's Air Supply.
But the number one song you should never, ever karaoke is Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. First off, because she is actually a really great singer.
Yeah.
And secondly, because it's Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
You know when that would be good, buddy? With him coming to town, Friends in Low Places. That's a go-to one.
Good, but you have to make sure everybody's drunk.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
With Cash being born, I've really softened. And yesterday we were walking around the house. I was dancing with him a little bit, which is something that you wouldn't catch me doing before.
I wouldn't want to see it either.
Yeah, you really wouldn't. But I'm pretty sure I know what his first word is, and I'm pretty sure it's dada. I've been saying this for a while that I think he's saying it, and I think he's saying it with purpose. It's easy to say, right? But he looks right at me as he says it. So this is I have actual audio. Now he's looking right at me as he's saying this. Mm-hmm. Listen to it. You be the judge. Dada, his first word.
Dada.
Right there.
Nah,
right there.
He's not, it's just easy to say it.
Right
it
there at up the end.
No.
Dada.
Come on.
No, it's not dada. That's every kid's first word is dada.
But he says it constantly.
No. If you want to tell yourself that, fine. But that's not.
He does say it when I'm not around.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's because he misses me.
No. Yeah. No, listen to the first part. He's working out his gums.
Look.
I count it. I'm counting it.
Do it again.
Right, especially that last part here. This part right here, he says dada. Right there.
No, he doesn't. Play it again. The whole thing.
Play actually, it kind of sounds thing like he says ganja.
Yeah, he says ganja. He doesn't say dada. Play it again.
Right there. That last part is undeniable. That is dada.
I don't even care what he says.
I'm counting it.
I had a bad... Of course you are, because you don't have many victories in your life.
I'm counting it.
I'll tell you something right now.
Yeah.
If your wife, who carried that kid, says that it's not Dada,
yeah,
then it's not Dada.
I think, okay, she even says it's Dada.
I will tell you this. I was having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you factor in the audio with the video, the kid's got like everything smeared on his face.
He's covering raspberries.
Yeah. But that's not quite as good as the one before. My daughter and I were crying laughing watching him eat spaghetti.
And he was saying Dada again, over and over again. This is not new.
The caption on your post was the best, though. Because you got the audio and the video alone is good. But then the post is, you like, I've had many conversations like this at Denny's with my buddies at 2:30 in the morning.
My buddies, my drunk buddies have definitely been like.
You know the best about that part is he's eating fruit, right?
Yeah.
I think, is it pineapple that he reaches for? Like he's got, there's a...
Oh, no, no, that's a popcorn twist.
Okay, so
he's got... garbage.
So he's got the raspberries all over his face, right, or whatever, strawberries. Yeah. And then he reaches, like a young Chad McDonald would do, he reaches to the front of his high chair and grabs the popcorn twist and jams it in his mouth.
It does.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.